NCR Mobile.
N6CLX.
If memory serves me right, which is rare, this is Mike. Good morning.
Rick.
Put a star on the wall for myself this morning. Oh, just passing the Cunningham Fire Department here in a nice line of traffic, as usual. Just going down to Aldi's this morning for some mask consumables. How's your day going?
I figured you were going to Aldi. I just had to take a second there and get some cables rearranged.
Now I'm gonna go around this traffic jam. It just sucks. They put in a three-way stop up here, and it just aggravates me to no end. I'd rather drive 10 miles out of the way than have to go through that stuff. It's ridiculous.
They should have put in a light instead of a three-way stop.
I wrote them. They said, well, we might put a turn lane in later, but there's no funding for that, and there's no funding for a light. And I ask them why, when you just built 400 new houses in just one spot up there, amongst others, won't the taxes pay for a stoplight? They didn't have any comment on that. Just there's no funding. And I always say, if they did anything intelligent, it'd be out of character.
I understand. In today's environment, it's my whole life, going on 58 years, my whole life, it's obvious. Government does everything at the lowest denominator and the slowest. You know? Why don't the people figure this out?
Anything the government does, anything the government gives you, they've taken it from you first.
And the sad thing is, they take it from you to say, oh, well, we're going to give you this. Well, they give you that, but they keep taking it.
Yeah, now they're trying to distribute it evenly. Don't get me started. It's just crazy. Oh, well, the Constitution pretty much means nothing anymore to a certain party. And I won't go into that. Well, it's a beautiful morning here. The sun's shining. I don't know. We're going over to Walmart's too, Bernice, or not?
Yeah.
Walmart's and Taylor's. We got to go over there too. But we're diverting here over to Highway 14, which I wish I'd have just done that from the house. It'd been even better yet. We're kind of out in the country here, and it's really pretty where we're at presently.
I'm 14. But all I see is traffic.
At least they got a stoplight up at Wade Hampton. It moves on through. And we don't even have that. Traffic down there at, what is that, old Rutherford Road? Is that what it is, Bernice? Or Milford Church Road and North Highway 101 used to flow through there freely without a stop sign. And now that they put the three-way stop in, it lines clear back up for a mile of a morning for several hours.
Yeah, morning traffic, you gotta love it. People aren't watching what they're doing. They're half asleep, and they all of a sudden realize, oh, I gotta turn here.
It's Fox News of a morning. I'm telling you, there's just tons and tons of wrecks all over the place every single morning. And I guess you explained why right there. This is N0TR.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should do that too, N6CLX. Well, now I'm in the safest position you can be in the upstate, driving down I-85.
You must be getting that COVID fog.
It's totally safe on I-85. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not I-85. It's the NASCAR racetrack.
It's kind of like the military out there. Hurry up and wait. And there'll be several of them passing every car that they possibly can and switching lanes in front of you. And at the next stoplight, they're sitting beside you.
Fella yesterday, he was pushing me and pushing me, and I was already going well over the speed limit on Business 85. Then I noticed the unmarked police car coming on in front of me, so I said, well, I'm just going to slow down. He didn't appreciate me slowing down at all. So when he had his opportunity to go around me, he cut me off. If I had moved over just a fraction, I would have hit him. But he cut me off to teach me a lesson.
How was that on, Bernice? Where was we going? Probably 26. He was in a van, and he passed us, and then he slowed down. And so I was on cruise, so I passed him and went on up and was going on out. So he speeded up and passed us again, and he did that about three times. And the last time, he almost put us in the ditch. I mean, he just cut us off, and I would have hit him if I'd have stayed at a continuous speed. It actually scared me. Too bad there isn't open season on idiots. They walk among us.
And they vote.
But now that they have mail-in ballots, they do. Plus, a lot of dead people.
Zombies. We had a zombie apocalypse this last year, and no one knew it. 85 is actually pretty good today. I've learned to go at just kind of a medium speed, fast but not too fast. And all the fast ones get ahead of you, and all the slow ones stay behind. It's kind of a good speed.
Yeah, Wade Hampton's moving along good. I saw where Fox News reported an accident at Old Rutherford Road in Wade Hampton at 29, they call it. So I'm hoping to have that cleared up, because we'll have to pass that in a little bit. Was it Rutherford Road? Yeah, Rutherford Road. That's getting down towards Wally World, so we'll have to go by that. But other than that, I can't complain. It's supposed to be up to 75 degrees this weekend.
Personally, I'm looking forward to the clouds and rain tomorrow. It's so dry, we haven't had any rain lately. We need more rain. It's just that pattern. Go from cold to hot, hot to cold, and you get rain from it. I'm just not looking forward to a summer. I'm kind of funny. I'm over the cold, but I'm not looking forward to the heat either. I just wish it would stay like this. What was going on with this repeater yesterday? Being interfered with, but sounded like a pager. Maybe it was a digital radio. I don't know.
Good, but some guy here a day or two ago, I know, he come on and said, and this has happened several times recently with more than one person, how about a radio check? And I'd say, I like the call sign first, and then you can have a radio check. Oh, this one guy said, I just picked this radio up here in the mountains, and we just wanted to see if it worked, and picked it up on a trail. And I said, well, unless you got a pocket full of change and are willing to give it up, I said, I'd recommend putting that up, because the FCC says you're not allowed to be here. And click, and that was it. Usually I don't even answer them, but I'd already said something. Best way to do that is just avoid. Sometimes there'll be some interference from other things on the tower, I think. And especially in the spring, you'll get tropospheric ducting, and that happens, and some intermod, and a few things like that, and you'll get these bursts of like that. But there's been several on there recently trying to, well, we call them pirates.
I grew up in the hobby calling them lit, lousy, inconsiderate dopes.
You deal what they are on HF is lids. I don't do a lot of sideband, so I haven't heard that phrase in a long time. Since I left Kansas, I think. But that's correct. And on here, we just talk over them because usually they got their Bofang radios on a handy talkie, and it just doesn't hack it.
You know, there's no excuse for it now. The radios are cheap, and the license is cheap and the easiest it's ever been to get. Come on.
But you know, if you don't have to work for something, it's not worth having. And they're not going to work for it. They want it handed to them. So you're going to get that now and then. As I say, we just try to don't acknowledge it and talk over the top of it. But thankfully, we don't get a whole lot of it here. And I think they have the ability to trace it. And I think they have the ability to shut the repeater off if necessary.
Or take it private. Isn't that going to be fun? My brother-in-law down in Mississippi said on his local repeater there, they got guys talking, not identifying, so obviously they don't have licenses, but they use the repeater and they talk in a code that a friend of my brother-in-law's identified from the Army. Identified it as code that was used by the French Resistance. So they're calling them the French Resistance fighters or something down there. But they've been up there passing messages ever since January 20th. And they're acting like some special super-duper secret society or something. It's all, they're not doing anything but just aggravating people.
Well, I know they can, actually nowadays with the right software, you can record the footprint of that radio. And we have guys here that go out and try to triangulate that and get to it, especially if somebody gets a stuck mic and keeps timing the repeater out. They find them, and hopefully they find them, unless it's a licensed amateur, of course. Send your TR Mobile, White Hampton.
Alex Mobile, almost to my exit.
Not too far, Mike. We're down here by the post office in Taylor's, I guess you would call this one, wouldn't you? Yeah, Taylor's post office. Maybe about 2-3 miles from Aldi's, and should time it right. We like to be in there when the door opens. That's in about 6 minutes. That way there's fewer people there, usually 4, 5, 6 people, and then get our groceries and get out of Dodge.
COVID or no COVID, that might be the new best way of doing it. I'm just on I just left I-85. Now I'm on business 85 for 10 more minutes.
Well, yeah, the shelves are all freshly stocked with fresh produce and fresh everything. A lot of times you'll see the ones that are in there, the 4 or 5 that are there, are shopping for restaurants and businesses. And they'll have a cart full of stuff and grabbing up all the bargains, I guess. I don't know if the wife looks for bargains or not. My younger daughter says, don't look at the prices, Dad, just get it. And she's probably right. And that's kind of what we do. We just get what we need. And what are you going to do? Go across the street and drive 10 miles and save 50 cents or something? Just not my cup of tea. It's like driving to another gas station to save a penny or two.
The other day when I filled up, I didn't even pay attention to the price anymore. I needed gas. What am I going to do? refuse to buy it there or buy a gallon so I can get to the next one. Whatever.
Oh, stand by, you know, but it's all right. Oh, yeah, that accident's still up there. Holy Toledo. I think we better get in the other lane, Mama. And I don't know if we can or not. Wow, that must have been a doozy. It's been there for a couple hours, and I see a plethora of red lights. Yeah, Biden's releasing the tapes on the murder of that Saudi emissary or whoever he was, dissident. And that happened in 2018. And a lot of good that'll do. And you tick the Saudis off, and we certainly will not have any oil coming up because he shut off the pipeline up there, too.
Incredible. I learned something this last few weeks. I never knew natural gas could freeze.
Oh, I never heard of that. It does have some moisture content in it. I never heard of it freezing. they have liquid natural gas, I think, that they ship to other parts of the world.
So that's what wind power proponents are saying, that the shutdown Texas. It wasn't the wind turbines shutting down. It was the natural gas pipelines and all their valves froze. And I'm trying to still figure that whole thing out.
It can definitely happen, that's for sure. As cold as it got, well, we're up to the accident. I think we're finally over in the right lane. Not because we had courteous drivers, just because we got lucky.
Well, that's good. Good for you. Now I'm three exits from leaving the road and opening the door.
Hampton blocked off entirely. We're having to go clear around this accident. Whew. Mike, I better let you go. Pay attention here, because I got to get turned around someplace down here. And it's not looking good. You have a nice day and a safe day, my friend. This is N0TR.
Okay, Tom. N6BLX. I'll just be listening for the last few minutes here. You drive safe, and I hope you find everything you need at Aldi.